Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Shout out to the one person that's streaming this in Japan, the one person in Canada.
Cool. If I was like one person in Canada and I just heard you say shout out to the one person in Canada, I would freak the fuck out.
Turn off your computer. It's like 1984.
I'm going dark. Where's Baston? He was training in the jungle, bombing pancakes. He was running with the wolves. Where was Beals? Learning to read from a talking dog, yeah. Where's Banknote? He runs his papa's company, Dark Lord's Trust. He's a very naughty man. The life of hope we call the dragon friends.
Carnage rules in the small theaterette on the second floor of Daggerford Castle, where the dragon friends have at last triumphed against an old and rotund adversary, the Pomplemousse LaCroix. For their efforts, you have found treasures, you have bested enemies, you have lost a friend of a missile launcher, it's true, but with but you have also reclaimed that familial heirloom, the banknote apparatus, which you are now proud custodians of. In addition to this,
just goes to show when God takes away a rocket launcher, he gives you a crab.
As the scriptures by the old sages did say. Frieza, not just this, you have also have a new dagger, a +2 magical dagger. Did I say Frieza?
You said Motley.
Did I say... If I'm starting to call Hing Frieza, that's a more upsetting version of what I was doing in season 2 when I was calling Frieza Hing. So, I'm sorry, you're different people. But it is not just the crab. You have also found some other magic items. Lionshield Banknote, you also found a +2 magical dagger.
And a lobster.
Which you can add, yeah, your wicked sharp dagger. And you also found that cravat pin, which in the light of post-combat studiousness, you can see is in fact a dispelling stone. I don't think you've ever had one of these before. Now, the way this works, it's a magic item. You can throw it and it shatters. It will dispel all magical effects in a 5-foot area.
That I choose or just everything?
No, everything. It won't destroy magic items or suppress them. It's not an anti-magic field, but spell effects that are in effect, like a wall of force, a magical fire, anything like that, would be dispelled.
War. Uh-huh. An illusory penis.
An illusion would... Funnily enough, yes, and I suppose an illusory penis would be effective.
Behold how broad my shaft is. Dispel. It wasn't a spell.
It has gone inside me because I am scared.
Also emerging from the wreckage are a couple of figures. One Bobson Dugnut, a jelly belly that Ben did very good at not eating the entire last half. Oh. You just ate it.
Well, you gave it to me. Yeah,
you did put it in front of him.
I'm not made of stone.
And other figures making their way out of the wreckage. Dignitaries and flunkies of LaCroix, doubtless happy of his demise, and one that you recognize, Baston, that you recognize Bobby and Filge, which is Mistress Lorna of the Temple of Mistra.
Well, you may bow.
As well I may. But she doesn't. She just kind of goes on.
Wallpapering over that breach of etiquette.
As the well, king is dead. Long live the last people who were kings. Us.
Do you want to be... What?
We don't really want to do it all again, but I would like the respect due to us.
Very good. Perhaps while giving that respect, I might be able to extend the respect in taking care of some of the more minor duties involved in administrating, getting the city back on track, opening up the temples again. Boring, boring Duke stuff.
This bitch coming for my crown.
We stan you. We stan you, Queen.
Okay, let's not just...
No, of course, of course,
dragon
of course.
Dragon huddle.
Okay. Some of you are on a balcony and one of you is in a crab. Is the crab climbing up to the balcony?
How structurally stable does the crab...
Should we come to the crab? Should we go huddle under the crab?
Let's do it.
Okay, so you head down some stairs on the side of the balcony, mm-hmm, and you meet the crab on the ground.
Okay.
Hello.
Real quick.
Okay.
I forget who she is.
Are you going to stay? Are you going to stay in the crab the whole meeting, Banknote?
I'm with the crab now.
Okay. We need a plan. We killed the Duke. Great job. Sorry about your rocket launcher.
It's fine. It's fine. I don't care. I never cared. I don't love anything.
It's okay to feel.
No, it's not. I don't care.
His beautiful pink blazer, by the way, is like singed and burnt to the elbow. His cuffs are wide open and there is a nimbus of soot as if he has sort of been exposed to an exploding missile launcher, for example.
Now, real quick, what's her deal? She in resistance? She out? Me think it would be good to install some sort of resistance person into this position.
Do you want me to remind you who Mistress Lorna
is? Yeah, big time!
Yeah, yeah.
Mistress Lorna was the head of the Temple of Mistra, one of the good aligned sort of few civic temples in Daggerford.
She produced some really, real great A characters, that temple.
She was, yes, she was kind of the closest thing to a mother that Friezo ever had. And you
more of a, I guess, what, the wire monkey, you know?
a wire mother in a Harlow kind of sense, yeah. But she sort of did her best, and we can't hold it against her. Some things are harder than they look.
Is that all we know about her? We don't know where her alliance is.
She helped smuggle you out of the city with Kithisi.
She clothed us and gave us lentils and...
Yeah, but a long time. I mean, we've all changed.
And also, so what she's suggesting is that the temples had been banned when the red houses were set up by Strahd's flunkies, and that she can start reopening them with your blessing.
Where is the vampire?
I don't know.
So you've never seen him?
No.
Anyone, would you like to enjoy a big glass of blood?
No.
Good enough!
She has passed the test.
There is much to do. The red houses need to be closed. The buildings need to be opened. That's about it, actually.
Someone needs to get me a coffee.
Perhaps we could offer you an assistant. Someone who would just do things for you, boring things, very helpful, not at all anyone who would be keeping an eye on you. And I said, Bobson.
Oh, yeah, hello.
Do you want to be this lady's secretary, but spy on her, actually?
Yeah, righto. Sure. Hey, can I just ask a really quick question, guys? Because I feel like we've got a bit of downtime now.
Yeah.
Now that LaCroix's dead.
Now that LaCroix's dead, and, you know, that was a bit of a thorn in our side for a while. When are we going to go back to Chiba?
Chiba?
Yeah, it's where I'm from and where my family is.
Oh, my God. Well, right. Japanese?
Oh, right.
Are you
You're
Japanese?
From...
No, it's a global city.
Oh, it's a global city.
Yeah, where Cindy lives. And...
Yeah, for Cindy and the twins.
Yeah, right.
Because I can definitely do this gig.
Because I
thought you were all in on this revolution.
After the lamp wick, I sort of thought we'd be going back to Chiba.
Yeah.
But you've been doing this revolution thing.
Yeah, I didn't want to be a bother.
Well, listen, Bobson, you're free to go back anytime you please.
But
we're not keeping you here.
Well, no, I
go
don't.
Go then.
Okay.
How did you get here?
I was spat through some sort of portal, I think.
Yeah, I think we said that he spent 3 years doing a kind of Sliders ripoff, having adventures, each one worse than the last.
Oh, quantum leaping.
We found him in the Heart of Glass. Is that where he reappeared?
You found him in a lot of places, but
I'm just like a bad penny, keep showing up, but I'm a good penny.
But technically he is the head of security to Filge's vice president of Horizon and has still been working out of a sort of misplaced feeling of corporate duty.
Have I been paying him this whole time?
Well, technically, yes. I've been keeping note.
Great. Oh, man, lot of balls in the air for old Filge, you understand.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
Sure.
While we're on that, why did we come here again?
Ooh.
I don't exactly remember.
No, we're on our way to Icewind Dale.
All right, so we were just stopping through. We're just rolling on by.
Yes, we were just coming here to check in on things. We happened to kill the Duke. I happened to get a crab. Let's go north.
Is there some kind of like slightly impatient, nervous tick that you're doing with the crab?
The crab is tapping its claw.
Yeah.
Dave, while we do have a bit of downtime, I'm just going to do an investigation check inside the cockpit.
Everyone can also take a short rest
of the cockpit.
Mm.
It's 14 to see if I can reconstitute any the rocket launcher bits.
The rocket launcher, unfortunately, has essentially... What you do find is you find firing tubes and cylinders and some broken parts, but it is not easily repaired.
Yes,
so you can have some...
Oh, just some firing tubes and parts, Dave. Is that all I get?
Just some
All
right. Am I going to regret that?
I don't know.
All right. You find that, and other than that, you familiarize yourself with the controls. You work out how the seatbelt system works. It was much simpler than it looked.
Oh, click, clack.
It was actually just turn and twist and pull. Turn, twist, pull.
Baston is going to go and, seeing as we were also surprised to find this theater here.
Yeah.
He's going to explore upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see what's up there. Do investigations.
The rafters.
Anything good up there?
I mean, sure, I drew a map.
You didn't prepare
this? I drew a map of this castle last season.
You could just give me a magic item.
Make an investigation check.
Okay, I'll see what I find. It's going to be a 20. What was it?
18.
18, that's pretty close.
All right, there's a tower. The third level is is the tower, and it's it's full of, it's a an artificer's study. To be honest, it's a study that I assumed was banknotes, but it never really came up last season,
right.
And that's what it was in the map. So there's a study, a workbench, there's a library, there's a cauldron.
I'm going to do, he's just...
Wait, who set off my alarm?
He's just going to... I feel like Baston's just going to go up there and there's like a beaker on something, and he's just going to do it like a cat and just be like... until it falls off and smashes, and then he'll just walk back downstairs.
Okay, do you want? There's some potions there.
Give me potions. I'll take all the good shit. Give me that. All
right, you can take a potion of giants. What did you roll? A four.
Four.
Oh, okay. You can get
give him a potion that makes him attacked by bees. Dan.
Give him a potion that has an illusory penis.
Yeah, give him an illusory penis potion.
I'm not gonna,
potion of what, Dave?
Should we do a dip in the potion bag?
Ooh. No, we're not doing that.
No time for the podcast.
Potion of... Okay, you say an adjective and I'll say a noun.
Okay, ready?
One, two, three.
Jelly.
It's a potion of royal jelly.
A potion of quick jelly? I heard quick jelly.
It's royal jelly. It makes you go quick.
what? It's called
the potion is called a potion of royal jelly. It's made from dire bees. And it hastes you. And makes your penis go phantasmal. But only for like 2 hours.
Now, Dave. Given that a phantasmal penis is probably, I imagine, quite large? It's probably quite heavy.
Is it like a bee stinger?
Would that at all affect the structural integrity of Baston's gooch? Because
phantasmal means that it has nightmarish, illusory appendages coming off it.
Well, surely that is way more than no appendages at all.
Feel heavy. Like
it doesn't physicalize it. It's just like
trying to destroy this man's gooch? Dirty about the rocket launcher?
Because Baston's gooch is, remember, incredibly...
Yeah, I know.
It's incredibly sensitive.
You know what? You don't have time. You don't have time for a controlled experiment, so you're just going to have to take it sometime in mortal peril.
I should have had to, when I rolled a one last episode, I would have had to make it
Dave, I would like to hang on to my wooden stakes, please.
Oh, okay. So you take a bundle of stakes from them and wrap them into a quick draw bandolier around your arm.
That's right.
Yeah, that's...
I was going to wrap them in my smoked salmon. No, actually, that could keep me insulated in the cold place. I'm going to leave the smoked salmon strapped to my tummy.
It's going to smell so bad.
2 weeks later on the road.
Guys, I'm just going to stay here with this nice lady and remember Chiba. Got to get back.
All right.
Me think your heart not really in this revolution.
Well...
I mean, I didn't say... We didn't say that.
So does the revolution now have that town we were just in? Which goes by the name of Daggerford.
Lady Mistra goes on to say that she is going to bring the priests back, reopen the temples, and they're going to do their best to be a bulwark against Strahd's encroaching control of the Sword Coast. But she warns you, as long as Strahd still lives, when he turns his eyes... eastward of Waterdeep again, they won't be able to hold for long. So you've brought reprieve, you've doubtless saved dozens of lives, and slowed him down, but Strahd is still the big villain.
God, a bit of a party pooper, isn't she? Anyway, sorry.
So you work for me now?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're gonna love me!
If you need any prawns, he got them.
Yeah, my pants.
The road, the long road north from Daggerford past the Flossen Estates, winds its way past the Svalich Wood on its way to the Spine of the World Mountains, the border into Icewind Dale. It's a long and hard road, and so Lady Mistress Lorna of the Temple of Mistra gives you a small mule and wagon, which you are able to, after you have pulled the lever that causes the...
The crab eats the mule. No.
The apparatus can, remember, transform back into a barrel. After a few hours every day, it needs to do this to recharge its engines.
Yes.
And you're able to load it into the wagon. You can also name the mule if you want, I suppose.
You could probably name the crab as well.
No, for now the crab will be unnamed.
Yeah, it was traditionally known as the banknote apparatus, but yes, I guess that suggests a lack of a name. And so with the mule that I suppose...
I want to hold the mule's head in my hands and really stare it in the eyes.
The mule hates that.
Well, the name of the mule.
Well, hold Ben's head and see if a name comes to you.
Phil.
Phil, no, my name's Filch.
It's Phil. Say
another one.
Phil.
Phil, that's going to be confusing.
Sorry, the mule's name is Phil.
That's my name.
Well, you're going to have to earn a nickname. What, in anything you were classically known for? Amongst your friends?
Stubbornness?
Stubsy!
Stubsy Phil. All right, so with your mule Stubsy Phil, you make your way north.
Can I just say that Phil...
Stubsy.
Well, is really characteristically resistant to change on this.
So keeps calling himself Phil?
Yeah.
Doesn't answer to the name Stubsy. Now, this is our first time we've done overland travel for a little bit, so I'd like to know what order you're all travelling in. Are you travelling by day, by night, by the main roads? Tell me a bit about your travelling situation.
Are we wanted? Probably there will be vampires who've heard that we've done some killing.
Why?
So we should probably do it undercover.
I should also say that particularly Bobby's, but also Baston. Sorry, your blazers, all of your familiar clothes are actually fine because you were dressed in your costume of a judicator. Mm. So banknotes, normal clothes, sort of... What would you describe that fashion? Is it...
I guess I don't
Carson
know.
Cressley?
I was going to say game show host in a dystopian future.
Yeah.
I see it as just like kind of cup week top man.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say like Tara Cash, race course.
What's Cup Week?
Tara like Cash. Melbourne Cup Week.
Oh, right. Yes, races. Yes. Yeah. Going to the
Cup
races.
Week Tara Cash is very...
Is it like Osher Gunsberg, Bachelor in Paradise finale?
I think it's someone who's really into microfiber because you don't have to iron the shirts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, all of those clothes are fine, but unfortunately most of your judicator costumes have all been destroyed. Also, the wand has basically given out at this point, so you're no longer travelling as judicators.
What if we put more dragon cum in it?
Okay, I mean,
do you have any dragon? Jack off, yeah. And then we'll talk.
There's two things you need to do to get that to happen.
Or find a lab where they keep it. All right.
Well, we're in the castle. Can't we raid the wardrobes of Daggerford Castle to find some appropriate attire?
Yeah, we can dress as noble people.
You can if you want to. Yeah, but I'm saying that the illusion doesn't work anymore. So you could, if you
you can rug up.
Just some nice warm clothes, please, Dave.
So Daggerford is still pretty southern. And also LaCroix, because he was even from further south, tended to wear lots of really kind of disgusting light, gaudy clothes.
Big shorts guy.
He's a big shorts Hawaiian shirt kind of guy in casual.
Are there any like furs and stuff upstairs though?
Not this far south, but as you get north.
Are there any fursonas?
Are there any of the suit?
Any of the soup.
What are you talking about?
First soup?
Are there any of the soup? What the fuck are you talking about?
Dave, is there any of the soup?
I'm so tired.
Is there any of... Sorry, in the wardrobe. Dave, in the wardrobe.
Yes. Are there any
of the soup?
There's no first soup. There is a Tom Yum in Tupperware and that's it. So, there are some. Yeah, it sucked. It fucking sucked. There are some blankets.
It's this.
There are some blankets that you can. There are some blankets that you can get, and there are some of the old Duke's clothes that are a bit more sensible. Mm. There's, you know.
Can Banknote just go up to his old room and get all his old stuff back?
Yeah, including your ski suit.
Yeah, I'll get my ski suit. I'll get my skis.
All right, so Banknote, because he used to holiday on the Spine of the World with his family, you have, like, quite expensive heat tech Uniqlo styles, you know, the puffy jackets and things.
Yeah, and I want two little heat warmers. You know, those little heat packs you put in your gloves. I want two of them.
And it should be clear that as well, Banknote has enough probably to outfit more than himself, but he brings it all in a trunk, and everybody else has their own clothes.
Can we all be dressed in like those same white parkas, like that level of Inception?
Ooh.
Oh,
nice. That would be fun. Can they do it like the level of Inception?
No, you're gonna have to find a winter outfitters or have.
Well, how do they do it in Inception?
They probably have a costume designer.
No. They went there in the dream. They went inside the other dream.
Well, can they do that, David?
No, they can't go inside the dream.
I have an important character question for Banknote.
We have so much more adventure.
Well, you want to know what order we're going in, and we're just sorting out our clothes, okay?
Is he a tight pants ski guy or a puffy pants ski guy?
Oh, no, it's very tight.
Ah, that's what I hoped.
Very revealing.
Phil is walking behind.
Fast forward. Can I fast forward? But
Puffy Pants Ski Guy is a good name for an NPC. Just write that down.
Will we get all the Puffy nice Pants clothes and stuff and we put them on? And we look like traveling nobles?
You look like people that have raided two guys' wardrobes and then split the clothes.
Okay,
you look insane.
So we'll travel by night and stay off the main roads.
If we travel by night, then we'll probably run into vampires. No, travel by night, sleep during the day, vampires can't get us when we sleep. Yes!
Great.
Travel by night when we're awake, so if the vampire attacks we're awake.
Yeah.
Sleep during the day.
We're on vampire hours,
off the
baby.
Main roads, because we are outlaws.
Okay, so you're going to go off, which puts you in the more dangerous roads going through the forests and woods on the outskirts of the Svarlich Wood as you skirt around Barovia.
Yeah, but if we go on the roads, you'll make something shit in the roads, so like, being bold.
All right, who's leading?
Phil Jizz.
Why are we going here?
You've actually had a bit more training as a ranger, obviously, in the last 3 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you still Robert or are you back to Bobby?
I guess that only lasted a day, an hour.
Yeah,
what is that?
You're back to Bobby, yeah.
Okay, back to Bobby.
Everybody's taking a rest.
Yeah, I mean, I can go up front. Did you say the Svarlich Woods?
Yes, you're going to have to go past Barovia. When I said that Icewind Dale is north, it is the northernmost tip of the continent. It's the furthest. It's the thing that's furthest away from you.
Most up.
Me really can't remember why we're going.
We are going because that is where the bodies and the vials are going.
Oh, right, from the piss machine.
From the piss
machine. Yes, the stone we pissed on, all the stuff from there is going up north to Icewind Dale. We think something's coming back from there, or perhaps it's building a machine of sorts.
All right, so if we're going through the Svarlich Woods...
No, you're not near, like, the town of Barovia or anything. The woods are huge. I'm just saying you're in this part of the... You're in this part of the world.
But I know the woods, right?
You know the deep wood? This... Yeah, you've been in this...
Woods.
You've been in this area. This
you know
is the
wood.
Woods.
Like, you know what wood is?
The soup one?
Oh, my God.
Are there portals? Could we just, like... Up there?
Are you willing to let...
We go in a temple. Temple has portals.
Yes, but to civilized places in the world, mostly the major cities.
What are you saying about Barovia, Dave?
Wow.
Wow,
whoa.
Dave.
Wow.
No. We need to throw Dave under the bus preemptively. Gotta get ahead of this.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to take
that. Barovia Twitter is going to drag you.
I didn't want to take this away from Filge. So, Filge, do you want to lead? In which case, make for me a survival check.
If you fail it, you die.
Well, if Bobby knows where we're going, he can help. He can give
I
you
can
advantage.
Help. I'll walk up front with Filge.
All right, with advantage, Filge. Make a survival, +4.
How do you know what my survival is?
I was just looking.
So quick, I got a very good score.
23.
23,
maybe.
All right. Filge is making her way up, leading the way as you... with Bobby, a small way up. In front of the track from where the mule is in the back, and as you are with Bobby, you suddenly put your hand on his shoulder and he looks up and you point, Filge, and you can see just beyond the tree line what looks like four figures. Goblinoid, small, two of them with bows being spoken
Goblinoid
to.
Goblinoid doesn't feel good.
By...
Didn't that feel weird in your mouth?
No, Goblinoid is a... Is,
Goblinoid.
You're allowed to say... You're allowed to say Goblinoid.
Cancel Dave.
Please don't cancel me.
Goblin Twitter is going to wrap you.
We give Dave a will cancel.
The
bye day.
The dragon friends hugely regret our ongoing association with Dave.
Just imagining the first episode without him.
Much.
And that was the end. That was the end for them.
Yes.
Four goblin-esque figures.
Ah, better.
Two of them with bows, one of them with a short sword, and one of them
Did you say short sword?
Short sword.
Go on, David.
I'm going to play some fucking Dungeons and Dragons before tonight's over.
David, we did an entire episode that was all fighting. We have to just like...
That was 2 weeks ago in the real world.
Oh, yeah, because we're in somebody's dream and time moves differently. Yeah. That's why you have those great jackets.
Ooh.
I'm spinning a top.
Filch, you see them and they are obviously trying to set up what looks like a kind of ambush and they haven't noticed you yet, that you've noticed them.
I throw myself onto the ground quietly.
I'll take the cue and hide.
The cube?
The cube.
Yeah, the cube. The big old cube.
Yeah, the soup cube.
I still don't know what you're talking about. You'll take the cube?
The Tommy
I'll take
cube?
The cue. She's like throwing herself flat on the ground.
Oh, the
cue. Her shoulder.
I thought you meant like QAnon, like the cue, like with a...
Is that the most famous association with that letter of the alphabet?
It is now, unfortunately. All right, the two of you go down on the ground.
How far behind them is Baston singing "We Built This City on Rock and Roll"?
That's what they're paying attention to. You're about 3 minutes down the track. You're off the main roads. You're on a small track leading through the Svalage Woods. And so you both go down and you watch.
Riding a fucking giant
crab. No, I'm rolling the barrel like a Edwardian boy might roll a hoop.
It's much heavier, but it's good cardio.
And where's Phil?
Phil the mule.
Stubbsy.
Phil the mule is with Baston. Okay. Mr. Baston.
I'm leading him.
Leading Phil.
Are they singing that song together?
I'm trying to teach him the words.
He's trying to teach him the words. He has thus far not used any words.
We built this city.
All right, we'll rock and roll. Okay, you come in on the next verse.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We built this city.
Okay, next time.
And the goblins, two of them get up on the trees. They've completely missed you, the two of you, now that you're hiding. And they're quite close, but they haven't spotted you on the ground because of the angle that they are as they get up onto trees. And Baston is coming nearer with the Edwardian boy and the obstinate mule.
I am just going to hide in the trees.
Make a stealth check.
Yes.
And Bobby, you can do one as well.
18.
Stuff.
It's a 15 plus
super
10.
Stealthy.
Okay, great.
25.
They don't see you and they take up positions and in...
So two of them in the trees?
Two of them are in the trees and two of them hiding behind those trees. And after a minute or two, Baston and the wagon and Friezo come into view. I keep saying Friezo, yeah. And Banknote come into view. And as they do, they... One of the figures, which you now see as a hobgoblin dressed in chainmail, comes out and blows on a little horn.
Oh, excuse me there, young man. Might I? I seem to have broken down here by the side of the road, and I was wondering if you might be able to help me here.
Well, you can help me by giving me all of your money.
And at that point, there's a rustling in the leaves, and the two figures with bows up in the trees, who you now realize are quite young for hobgoblins, and their chainmail's a bit big and ill-fitting on them, try to sort of work out how to, with one hand, hold the leaves and then point the crossbows, and then they try again, and the goblin's like, just
focus on what I just did, though. See, that was confident and clear and a little bit polite.
It's just I can't, because if I have the crossbow, then the branch comes back in my face.
It doesn't matter. It's not important. Just eyes on the prize. Remember that? Eyes on the prize. What are the three R's? Readiness.
Respect.
And
relaxation.
Yeah. And who are you?
I just thought it was an R word.
It's important. Are we playing quick draw? Okay, give me another category.
Anyway, your money or your lives?
While this is happening, Bobby's going to sneak around to one of the trees and try and stealthily get up behind.
Yeah, make for me an athletics check.
Athletics, that's athletics or stealth?
Oh, well, you're trying to sneak, so you're going to need to make an athletics check and a stealth check.
Okay, so that's a 16. Can I make it? No, okay. Athletics was 5, and stealth was 27.
Okay, so you
fall very stealthy.
You can't get up onto the tree, but you are able to get behind the trees where, and you can see, so you can choose. Do you want to be behind the one that's got a short sword who's still hiding, or the one that with the horn? Because they're the ones on the ground level. You try to get up the trees, but you realize you can't make it, you can't find footfalls you're confident in.
I guess sword guy.
All right, so you sneak up behind. What about you, Filch?
I want to sneak up behind the horn. The horn guy's on the ground.
Make a stealth check.
And while you're saying that, he just says, "Oh, by the way, I do need to tell all of you that we do have some trainees on this robbery. Eric and Steve. They'll just be observing."
Hi, I'm Steve.
Yeah, no, you don't talk. So are we all fine with that?
Are we observing or are we using the bows?
Well.
While they're talking, so I got 21.
Okay, so you're both now behind the two on the ground. Yep.
Is that my action or can I do something else?
No, anytime you guys want, you can show yourselves and we'll probably go into combat.
An important part of learning is failing. Steve, was it?
I'm Steve, yeah.
Yeah, well, look, you just do what you think is best.
And what was your name, leader of the goblins?
I'm Frisco.
Frisco, oh, interesting, yes.
Are you Frisco? Was Frisco the...
Somebody, yeah.
Frisco was the hobgoblins that ambushed...
Yeah, I was thinking about a dagger for the person we haven't seen in a while.
Okay, so remember the big fat hobgoblin that was the hit that ambushed
he's
you guys?
I've decided he's fallen on hard times.
When you were level 2 in like episode 3 of the first
Wait,
season?
Wait, aren't I the queen of the hobgoblins?
Well, you were, and then in my head he created another faction.
Yeah, there was a schism and some of them went to follow you. Frisco, who was a very fat, successful bandit captain, is now looking quite gaunt and he's training up a
new... Has he got like lots of flaps?
Yeah, it's this flap.
Skin.
And he's training up a new group of hobgoblins. Because we are quite close, I suppose, still to Daggerford.
I'm going to grab him and put my hand over his mouth.
Okay, make an opposed dexterity check quickly for me. Or strength. Whatever you want. We'll go strength for you.
Oh, that's a 20. Nat 20.
20.
So you know what?
Bow,
bow. You do it so silently.
Breaks his jaw.
Oh, no.
You do it so silently that there is just a rustle in the leaves and he's disappeared and you've absconded behind the tree with your hand over his mouth and none of the other hobgoblins have realised yet.
Just put your fingers in his mouth a bit.
And Steve's like...
See if you can pull out single teeth.
No, I'm not going to.
Mr. Frisco? Mr. Frisco?
And that's the one that I'm behind?
No, that's the one that Filch has. And the one that you're behind...
No, the guy's talking? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and disarm him. I'm going to knock his short sword out of his hand with the flat of my blade.
Okay, make a quick attack opposed by his dexterity.
That's a 15 plus...
Unarmed?
No, it's with the short sword, so 8. 15 plus 8.
All right, but you're not trying to be quiet. You're just trying to be quick.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be quick.
All right, you knock... You cut at his sword belt and his before his sword is drawn, and his sword belt falls down to the ground, and he gives a little scream.
And his pants fall down, and he's wearing a heart box of shorts. And it's his birthday!
and he jumps out onto the road.
And Baston says to Steve, "It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault."
I know, man.
I'm up in the tree.
Yeah, just drop your... Just come down.
But you were looking at him and you were saying, "All right, Steve." Oh, I think you thought his name was Steve.
No, I thought you... Look, I'm just... Look, he's obviously incapacitated. I'm worried about you, friend. You're up in that high tree. Must be scary up there for you, huh?
Well, no, because Frisco's going to teach us how to... Frisco?
Yeah, well, he went home, didn't he?
He went home?
He pissed himself to death.
What?
I've heard. That's what I heard.
When did
deception
you
check,
hear
deception
that?
Check, deception check.
Deception check.
14 plus deception is... Yeah, 16.
Why would he leave us here?
I guess he just didn't care. That's why. It's not your fault.
I know, man.
It's not.
No, I know.
Stop saying that. It's clearly not our fault.
Come down and get a hug.
And then he goes,
brother.
I know. And then he comes down and he
yeah, but the deception check passed, so the two of them sort of very slowly come down.
What are you doing out here, man?
It's
gone off the rails so quickly.
We're going to learn how to be big, tough hobgoblins like Frisco.
You don't want to do that. You need to get yourself a trade.
But this is a trade in a way.
What are you going to fall back on?
Well, you see,
what if we hadn't come past?
Well, we could have gotten somebody else and had a better time, I reckon.
You don't know that.
Well, I don't really have any other skills.
Put your hands deep into the earth and see what fruits it can bring you.
All right. You mean now?
You mean
sure, why not? Let's do it. They both put their
hands. He walks over to the road.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Let us pray.
I've never said this before as a dungeon master, but can we move on? Because I don't want to do this encounter anymore.
No, we send him on his many way. Changed profoundly.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm going to we can check in on young Steve later.
Yeah.
But he's walking home and he's thinking about what you're saying. What are you doing with Frisco?
So yeah, while they're disarming the three of them, Frisco is now alone by himself.
I would like...
Filch, yes. Could I make a request?
You can make a request, but it won't necessarily be granted.
Okay, I'm just... previously when we were in the bar filled with vampires, I acquired something of a taste for blood. And
his eyes go bolt wide.
It's sort of been a while since I've been able to, and it just seems you've got a body here, a person here, a cop, which is probably filled with blood. And I was wondering if I might be able to drain the Frisco and then have the blood, please.
And I whisper to Frisco, "What do you think of that, buddy?"
And he's like, "I know that voice. Wait a minute.
What do you think of that, buddy?"
Is that the lady who turned all my hobgoblins into fuck goblins?
Forcing me to go and do a short elocution class?
Oh, God! I would really prefer to keep enough of my blood to live.
That's fine with me. I only need a couple of quarts.
Does hobgoblin blood same effect?
Let's think of it as something for an experiment, I think. I'll just
me not comfortable with this. This is your own thing, and you just got to do it in your own time, if at all.
Fine. I understand. It's my
Frisco,
Phil,
my old friend.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about you in the past 8 years.
What in particular?
Nice things.
Name one.
Isn't she someone who I don't? Who didn't ruin my life?
Hey.
That's just one such thing I was thinking recently.
You look like you're doing all right, buddy.
Yeah.
I got some
dudes and oh, they're gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
Where'd they go?
Listen, who you allied with?
What?
Who? Where your alliances lie?
Oh, with Frisco. You?
Who else?
I'm number one.
Bigger picture.
What are you talking about?
Vampires?
What?
Vampires?
What about them?
You like them?
I've never really given them any thought. Are there vampires?
How many? They're vampires. You kidding me?
What?
Big, large amount. Yeah.
Where?
In the woods?
Pretty much.
Oh, no!
Listen, you gotta run home. You tell those hobgoblins that mummy's home.
What? No.
Tell them.
I don't want to tell them that.
You tell them that.
Can I not? Can I do the blood thing instead?
You can choose.
Banknote's there just sort of like picking his teeth with the new dagger he got.
I'll tell them that mummy's home. Hey, what's this stuff about vampires?
Yeah, real bad.
Okay.
You tell all hobgoblins that they lay off dragon friends and we'll fight the vampires for you.
Can we do anything to help?
Yeah, you want to?
Sure.
Give a number?
No.
How can I reach
you? A number of what?
Where are you all hanging out these
days?
It's
just me and my three friends and they're gone.
Where are the other hobgobs?
They
went with you.
What did you do with my hobgoblin?
Oh, not sure. Hey, old Filchy got a lot of balls in the air.
Hey.
What?
My brother, Cannon, did you took my brother Gribbets.
That name don't ring a bell.
You know, I hate to bring
that
up again.
Ring a bell.
It's not too late for me to drain his blood and drink it.
Thought he was going to, you know, like we could make an alliance and, you know.
Oh, no, we can make an alliance.
It's just you and your brothers around.
Hey, I'm very charismatic. I'll find some more people. Where have you come from?
I mean, do you want to come along on an adventure with us?
Nah, not really.
Is that a possibility?
He's about the same size as Gribbets and very chest strappable.
But he hasn't really had any training in any...
Oh, yeah, I can do a backflip.
Yeah.
Are you a lawyer, perhaps?
No, Gribbets is always the brains of the operation. I was the brawn.
Yeah.
Why'd you just look me up and down when you said yeah? And why'd you say it like yeah?
Because me think you didn't know not much brawn.
Oh.
Yeah.
I sort of thought that, but it's so much worse when you say it.
Can't, Well, I just feel weird about just giving, like, just... Then we as bad as them. If we give you him, we as bad as the vampires.
No.
Then we just vampires, basically.
Oh, okay.
Guys, I'm going to go.
It looks like the moment's gone.
But you remember Filch is back.
Yeah, I remember that.
And you remember any other... you're on our side in the future.
And if I see any vampires...
If you see any other hobgoblins, tell them Mummy's back.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him that. And then he just kind of walks off.
Because if I meet a hobgoblin, he's walking away. If I meet a hobgoblin and he doesn't know Mummy's back, I'm going to make my friend suck your blood.
Yeah, got it.
Swear to God, we're never doing a fucking random encounter again. All right, so a few days later...
That went really well.
I thought there was like a secret meaning behind the hobgoblins.
No, I rolled above a 15, and that meant you had to see something on the road.
Oh, you could have made it a deer's day.
A deadly, deadly deer.
Now, the roads that wind up to Icewind Dale, the air gets thinner and thinner, and it gets colder and colder, and soon you find yourself at the foot of...
Do we go past a truck stop at all on the way there?
Yeah, there are small trading outposts. You want to go to one before you go in?
Just quickly.
Ooh. All right. There's one called White Parkers?
There's one called the Foot of the World, which is just in the footstep of the spine of the world.
And it's the kind of place where like people would stop to get their wagons fixed and whatnot.
Hey, yes, welcome to the foot of the world.
And in fact, that is Abram Quickness, who talks like that, and he runs... He runs the foot of the world.
You need ski gear? I get you guys. I tell you what, you're not fitted out for the snow.
Just want to point out that we do know that there are people from Sweden and Denmark watching the stream.
Not anymore!
That's Abram Quickness' offsider. A man called Puffy Pants Ski Guy.
It's definitely from Sweden.
Hey, it's me, Puffy Pants Ski Guy.
And Abram Quickness. And they run the foot of the world haberdashery and trading outpost.
I think that is what's sweet.
It's definitely what we sound like.
Yeah, have you ever, like, met anybody? Like, ever? Anyway, what can Abram and Puffy Pants Ski Guy go to for you?
Can I have you got, like, a fur?
Yeah, no, this. It was
just... Dude, like the soup?
Oh, good one!
Candied elk soup.
Yeah, we got candied, we got elk, we got wolf, we got the bear, we got the bear, we got the wolf, we got the elk, we got the...
What funny pencil?
We got the... we got shoes, we got hats, we got gloves.
Yeah, we got snow globes.
You can't help but feel that like that this entire building has just popped into existence in the side of the road to fulfill one request by Hing, but they're all here now.
Hey, you guys look like your friends. I think the way to go is to get all white matching jumpsuits, so when you go in the snow and you want to hide, all of the people go, where are they?
Where did they go? I cannot see them. All I can see is snow.
And then you say, boo! Oh, we were here the whole time.
Like an Inception movie. Boom. That you said.
Oh, I've got a machine gun and I'm on skis. Look at me. You should get a Jeep, but without wheels, tank tracks. Very cool.
We do not sell this thing. Anyway,
but that I imagined it would be cool, right?
Abram and Puffy, as he affectionately called, live together with only their own companionship in this outpost, serving the frontier, hardy frontier folk. That
could I please make use of your garage?
Like to do a wee?
No.
They have stables.
Oh, so your stables, your workbenches.
Sure.
I'm going to tinker
You
away.
Have to buy something first.
We're going to buy...
You have to stay the night if you want to use the stables. Okay. Because they have they're sort of yurts by the side of the outpost.
Oh, lovely.
But good news is, tonight is trivia night.
Oh, I'm really good at trivia.
There's no one else staying there.
We should enter.
So Dave, later on at trivia night...
Well, you can go
all wearing our matching white.
Yeah. Pot. Okay. What do you spend? Do you have money?
I would like to buy.
Yeah, we got
how
money.
Much, how much? Is
Yo,
it? How
you're
much
very
is
rich,
it?
Aren't you?
We've got that much.
Should we say? Yeah.
Excuse me. You're very rich. No. You were splashing out money at that school.
No, not.
What happened?
No, the white money went into a. A Bitcoin operation.
You know,
behind him on the...
I know this is Michael Hing not wanting to spend money because you covered up the thing that says how much money you have on your sheet.
Yes.
Which is, banknote wouldn't have to do that.
Oh, yes.
Michael,
yeah.
Buy some snowsuits for your friends.
Oh, how much is that?
How much is it? 60 gold pieces.
Oh, fuck yeah, I can afford that. Yeah. Who wants two? You want two? You want a white one and a grey one? Who
yeah,
wants
cool.
two?
All
right, you all
have
what about snow? Instead of a grey one, can I have snowshoes?
You're going to get snowshoes. If it's 200 gold pieces, you can also give everyone snowshoes.
All right. I want
and
snow
two
leopard
outfits.
Pants
and two
with
outfits.
A tail.
Yeah. Okay, Abram,
is that your persona?
Abram and Puffy are beside themselves with the amount of sales that they're making.
This is so good!
And oh, wow, you guys look really cool.
Yeah.
They throw in a night's accommodation in the yurts.
Hell yeah.
Could I buy this pen that when I turn it upside down?
No! Oh.
And after trivia, it's time for the discotheque.
All right, so everybody can quickly take a sleep. They can get all of their hit points back. You've been traveling for a while anyway.
No time for sleeping. Keep dancing. Okay.
What did you want to do quickly? You can
I
use...
want to play trivia if I could.
Instead of going to the stables.
Oh, no. We can come and do both.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Okay. In world, yes. What is your Daggerford world trivia question you want to ask me?
Question the first. Who looks the best? You four.
Bonus round.
What?
Bonus round. Who is the high sitting high lord, open lord of Waterdeep?
You've been told this in the adventure, by the way.
TikTok is my favorite app.
boo. I believe Waterdeep is under the control of the Masked Lords.
Yes, there's the Masked Lords.
I haven't
Lords.
Been in some time, so who knows?
So
ding,
Roderick,
ding, ding, 10 points.
It's fine. Final round.
Final round.
I hope that we can win something that will let us spend more at the shop.
Final round, match these famous faces.
Oh, the final round is the Jeopardy round, in which
because we have done so little.
In which the you know Jeopardy, where you have to
Jeopardy.
What's that?
Jeopardy, famous what? Game show Jeopardy.
Oh, Jeopardy.
Where you have to ask, I will ask, say the answer, and you will do the question. Very fun. Okay. I have been petrified by a big spiny monster.
What is a Gorgon?
Oh, yes. Now that I think of it, there are many answers for this. So, yes. 10 points.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
Discotheque.
So in the stables.
Yeah, so banknote slips away.
Do I win anything?
You win the mug!
Congratulations, you have a mug that says Abram's Haberdashery and Puffy's Frontier Outpost. Try the candied elk, and that's written in like a serif font at the bottom.
Okay, so in the
serif
workbench, at the workbenches, Friezo is going to
banknote.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the reason we're doing it is because Freezer's in Beef Babes.
And yeah, you sit there.
Okay.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. So in this...
There's no way that's being edited, but go on.
Get that fucking Harry Radio over here.
I'm so tired.
Harry Radio.
So in the stables, Banknote is going to take out Bushu D2. And try
take him out.
And install him in the crab.
Oh god. Oh,
okay.
And put the AI.
You're trying to put Bushu D2's brain in the crab.
In the crab.
Or are you doing like a droid, like R2-D2 in the back of a spaceship?
No, fully in control.
Yeah. Whoa. Right.
This is interesting. Okay, so you're going to work on this. It'll take you all night. Yep. You won't get the benefit of the sleep. You will have
all
exhaustion.
All the benefit of the discotheque.
You will have exhaustion the next day, and okay. You will need to pass a DC 15 intelligence check. And even if you fail, you'll still have the exhaustion, okay. But you won't destroy Bushu D2. It just won't work. You happy with all that?
Yeah, can I have proficiency with the
and
yes, you
if
have
you fail, your pants fall down, and you're wearing boxer shorts with the hearts on it, and it's your birthday!
Yeah, 16 plus 5. Yeah. Okay. Smashed it, smashed
it. So while you tinker away, muttering and laughter coming from the stables, the rest of you wind your way past a discotheque that none of you decide to partake of.
Oh. Doesn't bother them at all. You get the sense they do this every night.
Abram and Puffy change into their clubbing gear and the little disco ball descends. Yeah. And they're having a great time as you quickly make your way to the yurts, thankful of the winter clothes that you have. It is cold here in the north, colder than any of you have ever felt. Your time in space and beyond in the nine known worlds at the bottom of the earth have not prepared you for the bitter cold of Icewind Dale. But what surprises you more than that bitter chill, Bobby, is something that you see as you make your way into your yurt. It is seven simple lines scratched on a beam on the side of the building that you recognize, though not many would, because it is scratchling. The secret Rangers cant, the scribblings of a group called the Night Claws, the Scouts of the Wulfen, a group that you a year ago met in dark and deepest secrecy in the woods of Old Svarlich, where a deal was made between Bobby Pancakes and those who would fight Strahd, who have fought him longer than ever, the wolves that lurk therein. The scratchling note is simple, that this is a safe house, that these simple folk can be trusted. And that a Nightclaw operative is available and operating in the area. You know the secret ways to contact them. Certain powders to be burnt in the windows. A window to be left open at night. Do you want to make contact?
Yeah, dude.
Hell, all right. Yeah.
So burning a simple tincture of sandalwood and sage, leaving a candle in the window, Bobby doesn't sleep as Filge and Baston make their way to deep Morpheus's rest. Bobby sits waiting to meet an old friend from an old, old group called the Wulfen of Old Barovia, and we will find out what happens episode of Dragon Friends!
We were meant to meet that guy this episode.
You were meant to meet him like 15 minutes in.
The Dragon Friends are Alex Lee, Eden Lacey, Simon Greiner, and Michael Hing. Our Dungeon Master is Dave Harmon, with NPC voices provided by Ben Jenkins and post accompaniments by Tom Cardy. Shakira Khan designs our website. The podcast is edited, mixed, and mastered by me, Hugh Guest, and this week's episode was recorded live in front of a Twitch audience from Dave's studio in this age of isolation. Until next time.
Where's Baston? He was training in the jungle, bombing pancakes. He was running with the wolves. Where was Fields? Learning to read from a talking dog, yeah. Where's Banknote? He runs his papa's company. Dark Lord Strahd. He's a very naughty man. Finally together. The life of hope we call the Dragon Friend.
Oh, no, this is fine. I did erotic fan fiction about... It was for a comedy night where you went to write erotic fan fiction. I wrote one about a Disney movie. I think I wrote about it, Mulan, maybe? And it was like an erotic fan fiction thing. But mine was so horny that two people got up and walked out during it. And I was like, oh no, these people have left because they're so disgusted by my horrible filth. And then they very sheepishly came in about 12 minutes later. They walked back in, their clothes were all disheveled. And the librarian afterwards, because it was in the top bit of a library, the librarian was like, those people went to the bathroom together. So, yeah, my Mulan.
And did such big poos that their clothes became disheveled?
From members of Mischief Theatre comes Hell or High Rollers.
I have many partners. I'm a sexy dragon.
A comedy podcast like no other.
11 years old, shame on you. When I was your age, I was 15.
Listen to Hell or High Rollers wherever you get your podcasts. And if you don't like it, you can go to hell. Or highrollers.com and learn why you're wrong.
They'd have my inspiration point back if we can erase the last minute.